Okay, everybody, we are back, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. This is our first week back from our little mini vacation that we went up to Richmond, Virginia.
Yes, if you've never been there, yeah, you really go. Need
you
to
gotta go.
Go.
Richmond, the beauty about Richmond is it truly is a southern city.
Yes.
And, people say that people that live in Florida consider themselves southerners. No. No, it's
different.
It's completely different. The people that live in Virginia, Richmond, Richmond, Virginia, those are true Southerners. It's a true Southern state. Florida is like a collection of just a bunch of people from all different places that now, if they've lived here for any amount of time, consider themselves Southern, and it's just not the same.
It's not the same.
A bunch of rednecks.
It's just not the same. You get all of the Southern politeness and things like that.
Charm.
Charm, you know.
It's grace
that
and
you
civility.
Don't get here.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Anyway, so I said before the break that I was going to play that song Apache by the Sugar Hill Gang. And unfortunately, when we go to break during the live show, you can't hear that show. Because it bounces back to a radionomy, so I'm not even sure what you hear.
But commercials.
Right. But if you go to the TuneIn app, you can go to the TuneIn app anytime. If you go into the TuneIn app anytime, say tomorrow or after, they play all of our shows. Every show that's on Radio St. Pete, our show, you got Spike on the Mic Show, which airs live every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Love that show. Let's see, you've got the Unused Substitutes, you've got the Charlie Jewell, Hannah Buckdahl, they're doing their movie reviews, you've got Dean Logan doing his business talk, you can always, anytime you tune in to Radio St. Pete, you can always hear our fearless leader, Joe B.
Yes.
He is the voice of Radio St. Pete, and where would we be without Joe B.?
And if you want to listen to our show commercial-free, you can listen live on the TuneIn app.
Right, and that's the beauty that I was just trying to get across, is that you go to the TuneIn app, and what do? You TuneIn app.
You go to the TuneIn app and type in Radio St. Pete.
And then it and just plays all our songs all day long.
Well,
on a
you
loop,
can,
right?
You can... when you click on Radio St. Pete, yes, unless one of the live shows like our show and Spike's show also goes live on the TuneIn app.
Okay. Then it cuts in.
It cuts in.
Okay.
And then it goes back to the loop.
Well, that makes sense.
And I also, right when we went to break, good old PW, we've missed you. Thank you for helping.
I think the only reason that he might be listening tonight is because the Rays are out of town.
Oh, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. PW updated us that Irma is currently a Category 3 hurricane with 120 mile an hour winds.
All right, that's still out over the ocean.
Yes.
Good luck.
To wherever Irma ends up going, including us.
Whatever islands it may encounter out there in the ocean, good luck.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So another update. During the break, I got a chance to look in the mirror to look at my wasp-stung face.
The carnage.
And, my right eye is almost completely swollen shut now.
Yes. Yes.
You're getting real puffy.
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to go into anaphylactic shock, everybody.
Well, we'll resuscitate you.
Oh, God. Who's going to do that?
Ty,
he's closest.
I've been with you the longest. Can you do it, please?
No, get your damn dog.
Why
do
I have to do everything?
Because you're the mom.
I guess.
Yeah. At least the gross stuff.
Right. So anyway, if you're living here in the St. Petersburg area, there was an article in the paper earlier this week, just a couple days ago, actually, that talked about mandatory solar panels on people's roofs if they were building new roofs or rebuilding or putting on, you know, repairing
replacing
a roof. Right. Now, and they said that you would have to do that on a roof 1,100 feet or bigger. Now, the first article in the week, it said that it was going to be mandatory.
Well, the city council was debating that.
Yeah. Well, the article said mandatory.
That got
a lot of people, you know, up in arms.
They were debating making it mandatory.
Well, yeah, but you read the paper, you read what you
fake news.
Well, I mean, you see what you know is going.
You see what's going to make you angry, right, about this article.
And when I saw mandatory, my first thought was, look, I'm all for solar power, and I think it's a great idea. I don't know why we, as the Sunshine State, aren't loaded with solar power.
Duke Energy.
That's a good point, because they sort of have monopolized the whole power situation here.
Yes, they have.
Which should be illegal. I mean, that's crap. There are solar companies here in Florida, and why they don't have a bigger stake in the game, I don't know.
It's too expensive. Financing.
You can go to New Orleans, okay? You go across that Huey Long Bridge, and you were driving past some of the homes that were destroyed in Katrina that still aren't back to 100%, and they have solar on their roofs.
Yes. Yeah.
And if they can afford it, why can't we? I mean, it's almost as if we're not allowed to have it.
Exactly. Duke Energy doesn't want us to have it.
How can they do that? How can they say to the solar, if I call Solar Source and I say, look, man, I want solar on my roof. Duke Energy doesn't have anything to say about that, do they? I mean, can they go, oh, no, you're not going to do that?
No, not technically, but they have put in roadblocks here that don't exist in other places. Mm-hmm. Other places, you actually get rebates and you can...
Well, there are incentives.
Incentives
tax,
and you can...
Tax cuts and things like
and
that.
And financing and things like that.
Well,
and
one of the things that I know about solar, one of the things that I've been told is that... it's not cheap to install, but it's one of those things that will pay for itself in like 3 to 4 years. Now, in our situation, I need for it to pay for itself immediately.
Right.
Or have somebody else pay to have it installed.
You know right, what I mean? Right.
Because I can't wait 3 or 4 years for this thing to be paying for itself.
Well, you can. Yes, you can. Because whether you put it in today and it takes 3 or 4 years to pay for itself, in that 3 or 4 years, if you don't put it in, you're paying the same thing.
Okay.
That didn't make any sense at all?
Well,
basically,
I'm nearly blind. I mean, having a hard time concentrating.
Basically,
Are they?
That basis is based on you paying your current electric bills for the next 5 years. That's how much money you're going to spend paying your electric bill the next 5 years.
Okay.
So that's where it pays for itself. Then after 5 years, your electric bill pretty much goes away.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's going to reduce your power bill, but
you're paying off the loan.
Yeah, but if you've got that mindset to do that all the money that you're saving on your power bill, you're putting toward the payment of that solar equipment. Most people are like that.
I wish we had done it 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way to look at it.
I don't know how efficient solar energy really is. I think it's a great idea, especially when you live in a place like Florida. And, you know, I mean, we've got an abundance of sun here. And it seems to me that solar energy would be the way to go.
Absolutely. You know? And say, in the event of a hurricane.
Right.
Not the flooding situation that Houston has right now. But a hurricane that comes through that knocks the power out for a week, 10 days, however long it takes them to get the power back up and running, you're not waiting for them. Mm-mm. You've got your power.
I mean, we've got Duke Energy that's running the show. It would be great if we could go solar. We definitely can't go windmill power because you can't get a breeze here to save your life.
Well,
I mean, you can't get a breeze for nothing.
I believe this message is one of the problems with current solar availability is that it only has a 10-year life.
Oh.
So you're only going to save money for 5 years until they come up with better equipment or a better warranty program.
Well, I was thinking, you
when
I read the article and they were saying that it was mandatory, you know, what if you can't, okay, you can
what if you can't afford it?
You can just barely afford to put a new roof on your house. And now because your roof is 1,100, you know, plus feet or whatever it is, what the requirement is, now all of a sudden you got to invest in solar. And if you can't afford that, I came up with a plan.
Okay. So, I can't wait to hear this plan.
Because I've seen what the solar panels and all that looks like. So I'm going to go and get about $100 worth of PVC, and I'm going to paint it black, right? And then I'm going to get some plywood panels and paint them glossy black. Yeah. And I'm going to attach it all to the roof of the house. From the street, it's going to look like I complied
somehow
with the mandatory solar requirement.
Somehow, I think when the inspector comes to close the permit, that's not going to fly.
No, I'm not going to pull a permit.
For God's sake.
That's the kind of guy I am.
I think the poison's going to your head.
Yeah, I think you're
I'm anaphylactic.
Yeah. No, the solution and what would happen in my mind if it was mandatory, if you have a 1,200 square foot roof and the whole thing needs to be replaced, people will be replacing the bad half. So now you're going to have mismatched roofing.
Yeah. And you know, one side's going to leak, but the other side's going to be...
and it's going to look...
energy efficient.
It would bring, the whole look of the city down because everybody's going to have all these patched roofs that should have replaced.
I think my plan is pretty good with the PVC and the plywood.
Yeah, I think you got to put it like a piece of glass over it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, like one of those smoky black pieces of glass.
Yeah.
Or just put mirrors so you can be like downing planes or something.
And battery storage apparently is very expensive.
Oh.
To have the...
It just gets better all the time.
Geez.
Well, right.
And now the good thing is... City Councilwoman, I think in today's paper, I think her name is Darden Rice, she said, hold it. We need to put the brakes on this whole thing, and we're going to put this whole thing, the whole thought process, off for at least a year, so that we can get a better handle or better plan on how this whole thing is going to be, drawn out. I mean, you can't just all of a sudden say it's mandatory. You got to have
to have a plan,
right? So at least somebody came forward and said, "Hey." Let's slow down here for a minute. And
right. It's a great idea. Why don't we start with some incentives?
Right. Yeah.
To make it, the way of the future.
Right. Right.
But mandatory is a little too far.
It is definitely too far. And this whole solar debate is part of the ongoing mayoral campaign and debates. I tell you, Baker and Kreisman, they are neck and neck in the whole
Jesus Kreisman,
the whole campaign process. I mean, what is it like? 69 votes separate the two in the primary.
Yes, okay. And Kreisman came out on top, which was spectacular.
Well, Baker, yeah, I think so too. Baker tried to. First of all, he blames Kreisman for the sewage problem
that he inherited.
And he's also, he thinks that Kreisman is a jerk for even being a part of this whole solar thing. Kreisman, look, he just wants St. Petersburg to be self-sufficient.
Right. And he wants what's best for the city and the people of the city.
Right. And, you got to start somewhere. I don't know that making it mandatory is the way to start.
I don't think that's a good first step.
No, but, and he agrees too.
When, absolutely. He was very happy. He tweeted it out.
Yeah. Let's rethink this. Let's, you know, it's out there now. So now it's in everybody's consciousness. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it is something that people are going to be thinking about, you know, down the road when I replace my roof. Maybe that's right. Something I might have to do, or maybe it's something I might consider doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and they've made some progress. Tesla guy.
Elon?
Yes. Elon. They now are producing or starting to produce solar shingles so that it's not the PVC right. with shiny plywood. It's not the eyesore. Mm-hmm. On your roof, they blend in and they're strategically placed throughout to give you the best coverage.
I saw not too long ago, and I don't know if it was in the Week magazine or what, but there's like a German city or something like that, maybe Bavarian, whatever. That's the same thing. I don't know. Where they have like all of their walkways have solar panels in the walkways.
They have a bicycle path.
Yeah, that like feed the cities. Energy or power.
It's a test. Plants. They wanted to see how much energy
so much that can be done with it.
Exactly. Exactly. And those, you can't drive a car on it.
Why don't you put solar panels on the roof of your car so you drive around all day, even if it's parked at your office all day in the sun. Then you come home, you pull in your garage, you plug it into your house. And then it powers your TV for the evening, your AC for the evening, right? I mean, can't they do that? It's 2017, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, right. Why don't the cars fly?
Because we are not the Jets.
Have you seen how these people drive?
Well, yeah. Some of them think they do drive. They do fly.
They drive beautifully in Richmond, Ty.
You should see them. They do.
Beautiful drivers.
They're very courteous.
They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. Really great. Super.
Super.
Not like here.
Not like here.
Not like here.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Do we want to play Stump the Chump?
Oh, we can.
We want to play Stump the Chump, or do we want to talk about movies and entertainment, or vice versa? We can do Stump the Chump first. Who do we have? Who's tweeting?
Who's that? It's PW.
Yes.
Let's see.
Oh, once again, he's gonna tweet in and say, you have no idea what you're talking about.
No, he sent us a picture of Elon Musk. Very nice. Thank
Jesus
you very
Christ.
Much. Yeah.
I aspire to smell like Elon Musk. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially with my
I wonder if you pour a little bit of that in your gas tank if it would make your car go.
Yeah, maybe.
No. Mm. Okay.
I don't know.
Never mind.
Might make it return home safely without crashing.
Maybe.
Kinda like those rockets he's building.
Right.
Whatever. Okay. Let's. Why don't we? We just mentioned the mayoral campaign
Meryl.
Race. Race. Right.
Meryl Streepses.
Yeah. And
the primary election.
You said that one of the candidates' song was "I Won't Back Down." Right.
Yes, that was Rick Christman when he won.
All right.
He. That was the song he came out to his party. Give his acceptance speech.
All right. Well, let's give everybody a chance to use the potty, and we will play "I Won't Back Down." And when we come back,
congratulations, we'll Mayor Christman.
Yeah, and we'll play "Stump the Chump."
Okay.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. When we come back, we will play Stump the Chump. Stephanie, what will we be playing? What is the theme?
It's going to be random again. Those seem to be the most fun.
All right, everybody. It's going to be "I Won't Back Down." And when we come back, it's going to be our random themed version of Stump the Chump. We'll be right back.
Stand my ground.
back, and once again, that is Tom Petty with I Won't Back Down. Tom Petty is one of my all-time favorites. He's a Florida boy up from the Gainesville area, and pi-yow!
It's working now.
There it is.
Found it.
Yeah. But anyway.
Draws like a pencil.
You know what? I've seen a lot of concerts in my time, and I think probably I've seen Tom Petty 5 times.
I know we've seen him.
Big fan.
Quite a few.
Mm. Is that right, Puff Daddy?
Puff Daddy.
always a great show.
Yeah, one of the fun things about the breaks this evening is that I get to take a look in the mirror to see the progress of my face, and it is my right eye is
almost swollen shut.
It's almost swollen shut at this point, and. Yeah, Spike always says when he's introducing everybody, he always talks about his peripheral vision.
None.
I have none of that.
No.
At this point,
no perifs.
Yeah. Now it's like it was my forehead, my nose, and my upper eyes that was swollen, and now it has moved to my cheeks and my
your full eyeballs.
Yeah. I may have to go to the hospital right after the show.
Right. good times.
Okay.
Good
times. All right. So, are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
Yes.
Okay. Does everybody have their bell, the ring, or their hooter?
Everybody ready?
Woo!
And once again, this is just random.
Random.
Random information.
Okay. Random. Let's see how smart you are.
Okay.
Smart.
What is the bluebird a symbol of? Ty.
I don't actually know.
Toronto.
No.
Peace.
Close.
Love.
No.
Understanding.
Happiness.
Yes, Ty got it. The bluebird of happiness.
Oh, all
right. Look at you go.
Is that a blue jay? Because blue jays are mean as hell.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, blue jays don't count.
I was dive bombed by a blue jay once.
Mean. Did it bash your face?
No, it did actually make contact with the top of my head, though. So what's happening?
PW got it right, too.
Oh, good.
Point for PW.
I didn't
point
hear his bell, his ringer, or his hooter.
Yeah, well, he's the bottle opener over there.
All right,
put your thinking caps on.
I can't fit it on my swollen head.
No, you can't. What is an antonym?
An antonym is a word that has a similar spelling that means something different.
No.
Oh.
Ty.
She was in The Wizard of Oz.
That was antium.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Right? Give me the point.
An antonym is...
And PW gets it.
What? What is it?
It is a word that means the opposite.
Oh.
He Googled.
His synonym is the same. Yeah. An antonym is the opposite.
Oh.
We're all dumb.
You mean is it spelled the same and means opposite?
So it's not.
No, it's a word that means the opposite, like hot and cold.
Oh, like yes
what
and
is,
no.
What is an antonym to hot, cold?
She wasn't running up to the house going antonym.
You mean like regular and swolled up?
Yes,
swolled.
Swolled.
You're looking
Puff
a little
Daddy.
Swole.
All right.
Mm.
Next.
How many strings does a cello have?
Cello.
Hannah.
4.
Yes, and Hannah is on the board.
Look at you.
Not if you break one.
Ty, you should know that. It's the same as a bass.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
It's a stand-up bass.
It's the same.
Cello.
Cello. Come on, School of Rock.
Name the craft of knotting threads to create decorative yet
macrame.
Macrame.
Dad,
I hooted.
Dad
first.
Hooted. So it. He's going on
all right.
the board.
What
easy,
do we have?
Easy there, Darius.
We have Ty has one, PW has one, Hannah has one, Mark has one, and PW got cello right also.
As well.
But we had somebody in studio get it. First,
he's I win.
Gonna, look, he's going to have to tweet his address so we can send him $20.
No, yeah.
if he wins,
he hasn't won
he's
yet.
He's got to win.
Come on. Hold on.
Right, and turn your phone off.
You're also getting messages to take Benadryl.
Put ice on your face.
Please send Lori some pics. Sorry.
It looks bad.
Yeah, we'll be sending some pictures.
Lori, if you're listening, that picture that I sent you earlier
does not even compare.
Imagine it being at least five times worse.
Yes.
Halloween has come early.
Yeah, my right eye is nearly closed.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, so Ty has one, PW has one, Hannah has one, Mark has one.
PW's got like three.
Sounds like I had two.
No, you had one.
PW's got at least three.
Well,
he's...
But
this is our game here. Thank you for the participation, but I'm trying to win $20.
I already got 15 coming to me.
Spent 80 Sunday on a bad decision, so let's go.
How's that our fault?
Well,
never PW's, your fault. PW says his tweets ring at our end about 30 seconds after he hits send. So
he's super smart then. So yes. He's answering before you even read the question.
His Google is really quick.
Did you send him the questions?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, PW, I'll hook you up. In Japanese, what is the word for goodbye? Mark.
Arigato.
No, Ty.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Oh, that is it.
Ty has two.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
Okay.
PW's not the only one with buttons.
PW is very good at this.
Yes, he is.
He also knew sayonara. And I will repeat this other one. That came in as F-U.
Oh.
Also known as foo, I guess.
Sure.
Right.
By what name is Norma Jean Baker more commonly known?
Jesus.
Mark.
Oh, my God.
Norma.
No. Marilyn Norms. Monroe.
Yes. And Mark has two. How many squares are there on a chessboard? Mark.
24.
No.
Out of your mind.
62.
106.
No, but close.
64.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. PW. I mathed it.
Look at you.
How did you math it?
I don't know. If
Rain
you
Man.
Know.
Right. She is my daughter. Look at her go. All right, so everybody in the studio has two. PW has 10. You've already won the game.
Good job.
Get Mark D'Amelio $20.
Me too.
Yeah.
Only if he knows an ancient Chinese remedy for swollen face.
Yeah.
Put ice on it.
Wasp stolen face.
Let's see him answer
stolen,
that riddle.
Swollen. The Dewey Decimal System used to categorize books.
Now, listen.
Hannah has three.
I know, Mrs. Dewey. You've told us a thousand times.
My ninth grade algebra teacher was the niece of Dewey Decimal.
Mrs. Dewey.
Mrs. Dewey. Yeah.
Were you nice to Mrs.
Noticed?
Dewey?
That's pretty funny.
No. Okay,
save the bees bracelet.
Yeah.
Say, fitting. I have a save the bees bracelet. Save the bees,
not
screw the wasps.
Well, just you know, when you go out in public, how are you going to explain that?
Yeah.
A little lumpy.
I'll tell them.
You were saving bees.
Bee wrangler.
I was attacked in an alley.
Keeper.
Beekeeper. They were very thankful
by some hoodlums.
Oh, my. All right, so Hannah has three.
Four.
Hannah has three. And let's see if you can math this one.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, damn it.
How many degrees are found in a circle?
360.
Bitch!
That is it.
Ty rang. Hannah shouted it out.
Yeah, but
she
didn't know.
Correct.
Next question.
You didn't know that.
I did know that.
Whoa. So Hannah wins by default. Besides, you live at home.
Yeah. You know. All right, fine.
I need $20.
Hannah needs to eat. She's looking too thin.
Thin.
Right. Stop spending your money on nipple stuff.
Yeah, right.
Congratulations, Sorry. Hannah. Right.
Defiling your body.
I just spur like of the Dad moment idea.
Plastic Sorry. Surgery.
How do you have a spur of the moment idea that has to do with shoving needles through your nipples?
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to be rebellious, so and you know, I'm an adult now, 22.
Yeah, but you've been doing this crap since you were a teenager.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But now it's okay because I'm an adult now. So you know.
Unbelievable.
Aren't you glad I just want to, you know, play with Legos?
Yes. Yes. And play in a death metal band?
Yeah. You know, easy stuff.
Easy stuff.
What? I do easy stuff. Yeah. I work in a record store. I just so happen to have gotten my nipples pierced. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, there was an article. I saw an article, I think it was on Yahoo, this 12-year-old girl in Georgia. Her mom was just arrested because her mom allowed her to get tattooed, and the tattoo was like on her back, the back of her shoulder, and it said something like Jesus loves or something like that. Mm. So this girl's 12 years old, right?
Yeah.
So the mom was arrested.
It's not even a good tattoo.
Well, the daughter tried to blame it on the dad, and the dad was like, no, I had nothing to do with it. Yeah. I'm separated from the mom. You know, true. I wasn't even there. As a matter of fact, there are witnesses where this whole thing happened at a Super Bowl party. Mm. So that means it happened like last football season. So the little girl's 12 now. That means she was tattooed at like 11.
Maybe 11.
You know? And it just made me start thinking about, you know, Hannah started pushing for the whole tattoo thing when she was like 9.
Yeah.
And, you 16.
Know, thank God that, you know, calm down. Stephanie, you and I as parents had enough strength and, you know, mental fortitude.
I may have been 13 for my belly button ring.
14.
14, I think.
I feel like I was in seventh
grade. Yeah, I don't know. I don't
think
know.
It was 8.
That's a whole different thing. I know that there's parents that are so against any sort of personal expression that way. We've always been a little bit liberal. Luckily, we only have one child that has gone out and done things like that. Ty, you've always been stellar, very good boy.
Yeah,
but your sister Hannah over there,
we never know where the pins are going to show up
with the tattoos and the pins and all that stuff. I mean, truly, you've been you've been very hard to deal with.
I am sorry.
PW,
they'll never find my victims.
PW says she is old enough to make her own bad decisions.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
And I will.
When your nipples rot off.
They are not. They are
healing
famously.
I'm not paying for nipple
famously.
Reconstruction surgery.
No, you just slap a couple of pepperonis on there.
You're good.
Call it done.
Gross.
God, that's gross.
Or, to make it even grosser, a couple of pieces of bologna.
Ooh.
Budget. So big bologna
budget.
Nipples.
Big bologna nipples.
Bologna.
Oh, gross. My gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what has happened?
Okay, the show's going there, everybody.
Where? Yeah. What are we doing?
I need a cigarette.
All right, let's talk about movies and entertainment.
Okay.
We've already been talking about entertainment. Yeah.
Has anybody seen anything or anybody want to see anything that's coming out or... the only thing I want to see.
I want to see it.
Ooh.
When is that coming out? Because
September
I didn't see
8th.
That. Oh, really? That soon? I'm surprised it didn't mention it here in the thing.
It looks good.
Well, the book was good.
Don't and Sit by Dad.
So this is a remake of it.
But this, I think, is... Didn't they make it the first time for TV?
Yeah, it was like a mini-series.
Who's Pennywise going to be?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Is it going to be Tim Curry?
No.
Tim Curry played a pretty ominous Pennywise.
Have you seen Tim Curry lately?
No.
He's pretty creepy, though.
You mean he doesn't look like Dr. Frankenfurter?
No, he's
not all
looking,
sexy?
No, he's not looking too good. He's looking a little stroky.
Oh, well, I mean, I think he's fairly, I don't know how old he is.
He's looking rough.
All right, well.
So Deathpool rough?
That would make a scary-looking clown.
Yeah, right.
I don't think he's doing much anymore.
Pennywise.
So this is actually a full-length feature in the theater, where the first one was a TV miniseries.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I have
so
it.
This ought to be pretty good. What do you mean you have it? Oh, you have the miniseries.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. So God, you say that book.
You say the new It is coming out September what?
I think 8th.
All right, so that's next week.
Yeah. Next Friday.
Well, that's cool.
I want to go after the show.
That might be one that we can go to the theater for.
I am not sitting by Dad.
I'm not a big fan. No, especially if my face looks like this. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
You don't want to be seen in public with me?
No. Yes. I just remember your shenanigans while I was trying to read the book. And you sneaking around the house and grabbing me while I'm reading probably one of the scariest parts.
How do you sign up for the $10 a month movie deal?
That's that, we talked about
movie pass.
Shows ago.
How do I get that?
I don't know. I'll have to Google it.
Because I want that.
Google it.
That would be a cool thing to have. I mean, didn't we mention that some of the theaters aren't... they're not honoring that.
They don't accept it.
Yeah, but right. I think the Cobb Theater does.
I think, actually, when we talked about it while ago, it said AMC was not honoring.
Right.
So Cobb probably is.
Yeah, I think they are.
Yeah, we'll look into that, especially...
if you can get unlimited movies for a month for $10.
Yeah. Over at Seminole City Center, the movie theater is looking very exciting.
It'll be opening here soon.
What's that one going to be?
I'm not sure, but it's...
I hope it's a Cobb.
It's
Cobb
close.
Is great.
Yeah. So this is the Labor Day weekend, and in the paper, the Tampa Bay Times, the top five movies that they recommend for this weekend are A Good Time, and that's the new Robert Pattinson movie. And actually, I saw a clip from that. That looks actually pretty good. He's not his cool mode-y.
Sparkly vampire.
He looks like a regular dude in this, and I think actually it's going to be a very good movie.
Cedric Diggory.
Yep. Dunkirk is number two. Logan Lucky, that's number three. That was the, what would we say about that movie? That was like the redneck version of Ocean's 11, something like that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The new Ricky Bobby looking thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wind River, don't know anything about that. And Detroit. Detroit looks like that would be a good movie if you like sort of a period piece and you like brutal cops. And things like that.
That's topical.
That's your movie.
That's your movie.
But now here's something cool that I like is over at the Capitol Cult. What is it?
What?
I'm
sorry.
What
are you trying
to say? His eyes have closed.
You can't read it.
Capitol Theater, they're going to be showing some cult films. It's their cult film series. And if you go tomorrow night at 7 p.m. over to the Capitol Theater, they're going to be playing The Big Lebowski.
Oh, nice.
I love The Big Lebowski.
Me too.
Let's see. September 15th, they're going to be playing Dr. Strangelove. On the 22nd of September, The Fifth Element. And Pulp Fiction on the 23rd.
Man.
So this is the Capitol Theater's cheap date. Capitol Cult Film Series.
Where is the
great.
Capitol Theater?
The Capitol
Downtown
Theater
Clearwater.
Is 405 Cleveland Street, Clearwater.
Man.
Can you buy the whole package of tickets?
I'm sure you probably can.
That would be cool.
I will go online. That would be fun.
It doesn't say
$1 million.
Yeah. What night of the week is that? So, you've got to figure.
Cheap date night.
If they're all Saturdays, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
I like that.
Anyways. Oh, except for the 16th.
Yeah.
We'll be at FUBAR.
FUBAR.
We can miss that. We're not missing that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so do you think Hollywood actors are that much better than Hollywood actresses?
No.
Not really, no.
Well, who's your favorite Hollywood actor?
Oh.
Let's say,
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, he's
Robin Williams, R.I.P.
Who?
Robin Williams, rest in peace.
Robin Williams. Well, he was a great actor.
Yeah.
Actually made some very good movies.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say that my all-time favorite would be Cary Grant. Cary Grant was the smoothest dude you've ever seen.
I've got Dad watching too much AMC.
TMC.
TMC.
Yeah. Okay, who's your favorite actress?
TCM.
Meryl Streep. Well, she's
Meryl
a good one.
Streep
I mean, she's very
good.
No,
I like Weezer.
Weezer?
From...
Shirley MacLaine.
MacLaine. Okay. She's your favorite?
Uma.
Yeah.
Uma's good. Steph?
Or the one that reminds me of Mom.
Sally Field.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, she's probably my favorite.
Hollywood's 14 highest paid male actors all made more money over the past year than its top earning actresses or actress, Emma Stone. Emma Stone's good.
Emma Stone.
Yeah, I like her. She earned $26 million last year.
That's enough.
That's plenty. Yeah, I don't know why you would complain about that. Now, in La La Land?
Terrible.
Ryan Gosling, her co-star, $29 million. So do you think $3 million, I mean, do you think he should have been paid more than her?
No.
Yeah.
Not for that movie.
I don't know. The top actors earned a combined $488.5 million, nearly three times as much as the top 10 actresses. Actresses' combined earnings were $172.5 million. So actresses are not getting the same bang for their buck as the actors.
And those movies would not work without the women.
Absolutely not.
Somebody needs to understand that.
Big gay bathhouse movies.
Right, right. And the population would cease.
Or war movies.
Westerns.
Westerns and war movies, right. Let's see. Who do you think the top earning actor last year was?
Last year?
Yeah.
I can't even think of anybody's name.
Probably somebody weird like Brad Pitt or something.
No.
Matt Damon.
No. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. I see. I was close. Aren't they the same person?
No. How much do you think he made?
Too much.
$68 million.
Wow.
$68 million.
I like Mark Wahlberg.
Emma Stone was the top rated actress last year at $26 million.
So wow.
That's quite a difference.
That's a huge difference.
Who do you think was second for the actors?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Who's been in a lot of movies lately?
Who's been in a lot of movies lately?
I feel like Matt Damon's done a lot of
Dwayne
stuff.
The Rock Johnson.
Oh.
Really?
$65 million.
Wow.
Vin Diesel made 54.5. Adam Sandler, I don't even think he was in a movie, but he makes movies, 50.5 million.
He was in a couple like Netflix things.
Jackie Chan made $49 million last year.
How did Jackie Chan make $49 million?
He's got a lot of movies overseas.
Robert Downey Jr., $48 million. Tom Cruise, $43 million.
What was he even in?
Who knows?
What was he breaking his leg in?
Samuel Jackson, 30.5. Tom Hanks, 31. Chris Hemsworth, 31.5. Now, these some guys from Bollywood. This Salman Khan made $37 million, and Shah Rukh Khan made $38 million. Those are Bollywood actors.
Khan!
Right. Jennifer Lawrence, she made $24 million. Jennifer Aniston, $25.5 million. Mila Kunis, $15.5 million. Emma Watson, $14 million. Kate Blanchett, $12 million. Julia Roberts, $12 million. What was she in?
Yeah, she hadn't done anything.
Amy Adams, 11.5.
So,
wow. These actors are making a lot of money. I don't see where any of them have a right to bitch about anything.
Well, it should be a little closer, I would think.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
I'm just saying.
Ty, when the show ends tonight, you might want to boogie on down to Janice Live to go see one of your favorites, Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Wayne's going to be at Janice Live
Lil
tonight.
Wheezy.
Lil Wheezy. Tickets start at $75.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Waste of money.
Too bad Irma's so far away.
Yeah.
Hey, Green Day's coming here soon. They're going to be in town on Tuesday, and they're going to be playing at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater.
Then you quit renaming their
tickets.
Place.
Their tickets start at $31.50 and up. So
I'd see Green Day. I just can't see them through the week.
Hey, did you see that thing? I mentioned it before the show, where it said something about Facebook has a new video platform where they're going to start showing these 12, 30-minute episodes of, what are they, documentaries. And this first one that they're going to be showing is Humans of New York.
Hmm. I have not heard anything about
featuring
that.
Featuring P.W. Fenton.
No. No, but Hannah got that book.
Yeah. people of New York.
Yes.
Well, I haven't really even heard of this Facebook, yeah. Facebook video platform. I know you can go like video or what is it?
Explore.
Well, no, you can go. You can send live. Like a yeah video live.
You can, like,
FaceTime. But I mean, this is almost as if they're going to start moving into, like, the Netflix market.
Okay.
Right?
Doesn't trying to like compete.
That, I guess.
A little bit.
I guess.
Well, they've got to do something after their AI plan failed.
Well, yeah. Tried to take over the universe. Right. I just did a quick check on the Twitter.
Yeah.
And PW actually got 5 right before Hannah got her 4.
So it's the whole win is in protest.
Yes.
Well, right. PW wants 20 bucks.
PW wants his $20.
You okay. better send him $20.
We still. Will pay him the $20 if he agrees to come and be with us live
on the show.
On the Marco Radio Happy Hour show one upcoming Friday.
Yes.
I would love that.
I would love that too.
Your face isn't all busted.
He could straighten us right out. I mean, this show, what we really need on this show is some intelligence.
Right.
A smart guy.
Somebody with a clue. Yeah.
Somebody that actually knows the answers, knows the story.
Yeah.
You know, knows anything.
Knows some of the details.
Somebody that can run the board. And, yeah. You know, not that you're doing a bad job over
sure,
there.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I get it.
Somebody she's that coloring all over
somebody that can
arms.
Run the board without their nipples being pierced.
You put markers in front of me.
Easy there, Mongo. Why don't you go punch out a horse?
Here, I got something here, Stephanie.
Yes.
And this little story might make you want to get a little bit more pep in your step. I was reading a story that said that people that walk slow are more susceptible to heart disease and cancer.
Yeah, well,
speed it up, sister.
Slow walkers are dying.
Cancer.
It has to do with the length of my legs.
Well, you can blame that on the length of your legs all you want, but the fact of the matter is you're going to die soon.
No, I think short people live longer than tall people.
Short people got no reason to live.
Jenny.
Ask Randy.
Jenny.
Randy will tell you.
Help
got dirty
me.
Little minds and... greasy little fingers and smelly
you're
little toes.
So mean.
You're so mean.
Yeah, but tall God, people get their faces
wife.
All the way up near the wasp nest.
Yeah. Right in the hive. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hannah Claire, do you have any the tattoos that you do have? Do you notice that when it's hot outside, do you perspire through your tattoo?
Yeah.
Do you? I do too. I mean,
the
tattoos that I have, but they were saying that
it's not like colors coming out or anything.
They were saying
but...
they did a study.
Oh, that's good.
They did a
they
study
don't leak.
With people with weird. like half torso tattoos.
Yeah,
and they said that those people were not sweating through the tattoo. It was creating like salt, but they said that when you tattoo an area like that. When the ink goes into the skin, it does something to your sweat cells so that it kind of blocks the sweat, which to me is not cool.
Well, I'll say right now,
yeah,
I have an underboob tattoo.
Yeah.
Sweat.
Sweaty? Oh, you're a real joy. Sweaty underboobs and pierced nipples.
Yeah.
Beautiful picture.
You're like a real sideshow over there.
You're one to talk,
too.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I don't
you
know.
You should be short with all of those.
So people were concerned that if you have, like, you've seen some of these athletes and people that have, like, full body tattoos.
Yeah.
They were saying that your body will adapt if the tattoos have ruined your ability to sweat in those areas, that your body automatically sends your sweat through untattooed areas of your body. So you might have, like, sweaty feet or
complete swamp ass
and, yeah.
I don't know it's hot so I kind of sweat a lot out in the sun.
I have not noticed that.
I haven't noticed. I don't know. Now I'm gonna now
Jenny
I'm gonna
sent
look.
You a love message.
Now I'm gonna
thank
look.
You Jen. Sure. Thanks for having my back.
This is internet radio, but I will not say that.
Yes. Way to go,
such
mister.
Body language.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't get to see.
Swollen face or no.
Where are we time-wise?
You have like 2 minutes.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
All right, just we all know that O.J. Simpson was paroled and he's going to get out in October. And it looks like he's going to be a St. Pete resident.
Hey.
How cool is that? How would you like to run into O.J. at the Winn-Dixie? Would you go, hey, Juice?
I don't know.
What's that sound when you're busting loose? Juice, 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 juice. You guys don't know that one?
I hope that's not what you would do.
That is what I would do.
He probably would. So
I hope I'm not there.
Be cautious going out with Dad.
Your face looks better when you do that.
Yeah, right.
He might run back to the prison. Hey, all right, since we're running out of time, let me go ahead and do some of these quotes here. The first one says, one of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors.
Yes.
I came from
Plato. He's got that closet up in Largo Mall.
Right.
Plato's closet.
It's a good place. I get a lot of clothes.
The next one says, I never learned hate at home or shame. I had to go to school for that.
Ah.
Yes.
And that came from recently deceased comedian and activist Dick Gregory.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, that's very prolific.
I never learned hate at home or shame. I had to go to school for that. I like that. When a stranger stares into your soul, do not press charges. Stare back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that came from performance artist Marina Abramovic.
Oh, well, performance artist. They're crazy.
This next one says, love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite. And that came from Nelson Mandela. He kept trying to tell those South African jailers that, and they were like, sit back down.
Yeah, all right.
So you're trying to be president someday?
Yeah.
Oh, here's one. This is the last one. Of two sisters, one is always the watcher, one the dancer. Ty, you are clearly the dancer.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Anyway, that's it, everybody.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Where are we time-wise?
We're wrapping it up.
All right. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at our end of our show here?
Do not ever get your nipples pierced.
Yeah.
Do not recommend it.
Okay, good for you.
Good for you.
Stephanie, anything you want to add?
No, not. I can't think of anything.
Ty, anything you want to add?
Mind the wasps.
Yes. Mind the wasps. Do not get your face too close to angry wasps.
Wasps. Unbelievable.
Anyway, I will also say, do not get your nipples pierced. Yes. And then I will say, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. Have a great and safe Labor Day weekend. And we look forward to talking to you again next Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. live right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
.com.
Nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color. Your hair is brown. Your eyes are hazel. And soft as clouds. I often kiss you when there's no one else around. I got your picture. I got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. To take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning right. I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
That's it.